This is Mark Pierce, Dr. Disney on the Inside the Magic Forums, with this week's Inside Disney Future. Hi, this is Mark Pierce, and today is April 10th, 2011, and I just returned from experiencing the newest roller coaster at Walt Disney World, and Ricky asked if I would give you a full report. So here goes. Maleficent's Revenge, Beyond These Gates Lie Dragons, is the newest roller coaster at Walt Disney World, adding Mount Maleficent to the current mountain range at the parks. The ride is located in the Animal Kingdom's newest section, the Beastly Kingdom, and I was able to take one of the first rides on this incredible new coaster at its soft opening just a few days ago. The ride is inspired by Sleeping Beauty's villain Maleficent and features an amazing array of tour-de-force special effects and heart-stopping drops. The sullen black mountain is seen from a distance, fog obscuring its peak. The path to the ride meanders through a coniferous forest with waterfalls and leads to awe-inspiring black metal dragon gates. Visitors are indeed admonished that beyond these gates lie dragons. As visitors enter through the ornate gates, the stone path is suddenly surrounded by a dense cluster of dead trees that arch menacingly over the path, creating a canopy of twisted limbs. It appears that Prince Philip did not kill Maleficent after all, but she has returned and taken over King Stefan's castle, transforming it in her revenge. Wind effects, music, and fog complete the eerie transformation. The path winds its way to the now dread-inspiring massive castle. The foreboding castle walls and turrets rise against the mountain, which, with clever use of force perspective, creates an ominous scene. Guests enter the castle across an ancient drawbridge, over a black and swampy moat, where you occasionally get glimpses of something large breaking the surface and submerging again, and queue down dark corridors lined with doors. If guests venture to knock on these massive doors, sounds issue forth. My favorite was a door with a large inset metal grate. The room beyond was pitch black. When you knocked on the grate, a sinister pair of yellow eyes glowed, moved and blinked, and an unearthly low growling issued forth. Once through the hallway, you round a bend and come upon the loading area for the roller coaster. Costumed cast members direct you into a comfortable yet secure seat in a 6-seat roller coaster car that looks like an old wooden wagon cart. Once the safety check is complete, the cart lurches forward and metal wagon wheels appear on each side, giving you the feeling that those wheels are actually what you are riding on, not a concealed track. The cart has a high front to it as if for the driver, which effectively blocks the view of the track and it doesn't allow you to see what is coming next. Of course, the ride vehicle has the new Disney Ride and Share technology, allowing you to wirelessly tap into the multiple cameras on each ride vehicle and throughout the attraction, and download video directly to your own recorder. The cart rolls to a stop in a castle antechamber with dark stone walls. There's a burst of light and fog, and suddenly Maleficent confronts the unlucky riders. The newest generation of audio animatronics, she is amazingly real. She chastises the guests that they dared enter her castle and disturbed her, and she would see to it that they would never disturb her again. She waves her hands, and suddenly you hear the sound of invisible, nervous horses that are moving and shaking your cart. She charges them to take the trespassers away that they may never be found again. Her evil laughter, lightning, and thunder set the invisible horses off on their wild journey. The wagon lurches and takes off at high speed to the thundering sound of horses' hooves, leaving the castle and entering a village. Building after building fly by at blinding speed as the cart tears through the elaborate village streets to the shouts of the citizens of the town. We approach a stone bridge over a small river, and the horses leave the street and make a low loop upside down under the bridge and weave back to the road. The sound of the horses' hooves change from the clatter on the street to the thump of grass and dirt as the cart then hurtles off the road and out of the village and down a steep grassy hill through the trees. You approach the castle's stone foundation, entering some sort of cave. Although virtually undetectable, the roller coaster car actually stops and a virtual reality screen takes over as the cart continues and plunges through the tunnels and sewers beneath the castle. The cart slows and suddenly you hear Maleficent's laugh as two enormous dragons attack. Music and sound effects are almost overwhelming as the horrifying dragons chase you at high speed, knocking into the cart and attempting to roast you alive. The virtual reality projection area is also an elevator that lifts your cart and prepares you for the next drop. You burst away from the dragon's clutches through a castle window down a steep drop into the castle high-walled stone courtyard. The track winds at insanely high speed through a tangle of large dead trees and thorny vines. The cart then proceeds back through the castle window and into a second virtual reality projection area, where you and your fellow helpless travelers sail through the castle halls, breaking through doors and finally circle your way up to the tallest turret and elevates the cart to prepare you for the final drop. Here you again confront an audio-animatronic Maleficent who now tells you that you are doomed and that there's no escape for you unless you're crazy enough to leap here from the tallest castle tower. Fires flare along with her temper and all seems lost. But heedless of her warning, the cart rolls toward her in the outer wall. She shrieks at you to stay away, but the cart continues and crashes into the wall and her. The wall breaks away and everything takes a long vertical plunge into the moat below, with Maleficent falling and screaming right beside you the entire way down. There's an earth-shaking splash and the cart courses underwater through the use of projectors and optical and motion effects, and a brief confrontation with the moat monster, and finally you enter an underwater castle entrance that gradually inclines into a dry castle hallway. Here again, Maleficent appears, now soaking and steaming, saying that you have won this time, but you won't be so fortunate next time. She screams, "I will have my revenge!" The music swells and the ride ends with you back at the unloading area. What an amazing ride! It is truly one of the best roller coasters in the world. Disney has done it again. Enjoy. This is Mark Pierce, Dr. Disney, on the Inside the Magic forums. If you have any questions about this or any other topic, join us on the Inside the Magic forums, and we'll see you next week.